WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The head of Hamas has been killed in a Gaza raid. The death of the mastermind of the October 7th attack sparked mixed reactions during a rally in Tel Aviv.
Not everyone is celebrating at this rally for hostages still in Gaza outside the defense ministry. Families and supporters are afraid Hamas will kill whoever's still alive.
CBS's Remy Innocencio. A new report on the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, calls for a restructuring of the Secret Service. Janet Napolitano served on the panel.
Without these recommended reforms, we believe another Butler can and will happen again.
A Texas judge has granted a temporary restraining order halting tonight's scheduled execution of a man convicted in the death of his 2-year-old daughter. Robert Roberson was convicted based on shaken baby syndrome. He reported the girl fell out of bed. Evidence later showed she died from complications related to severe pneumonia. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state's election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing the USDA to assist Western Wisconsin farmers affected by the sudden closure of a Minnesota-based poultry producer, leaving farmers on the hook for feed for tens of thousands of chickens. Baldwin said in her letter that the USDA should provide financial assistance to affected farmers and promote legislation to avoid this situation in the future. Minnesota and Iowa state governments were able to help farmers, but no such law existed for this situation in Wisconsin. Fire danger is high across western Wisconsin today. The DNR is enforcing burn bans in many areas due to dry conditions caused by a lack of precipitation the past month and the drying of vegetation this fall. Most of Wisconsin is experiencing drought or abnormally dry conditions. Today, it will be windy and warm across the state, creating ideal conditions for wildfires. There have already been 8 wildfires this week across the state. You can visit the DNR's website to see the most recent dashboard. For Civic Media News in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen anything this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the upper 40s tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High low 70s. Slight shower chance tomorrow night. Weekend mix of sun and clouds, 70s continue. Temps stay above average to start next week. Currently, it's 66.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EBOM's World wraps up with a week in review. The lighter side, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Peach Wabba.
That's me, your loyal host of Nightlight. I hate cliches, and I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and spew out cliches like I just did. It's great to have you with me. Welcome, welcome to Nightlight, wherever you are joining us from in our lovely state on this absolutely stunningly beautiful fall day. It is great to have you with me. Pull the whole family in around the radio. Let's do this old school. Gather them around. Dad, put on a nice smoking jacket. Grab a pipe. Mom, put on your best house coat and some slippers and gather the kids around. We're going to talk about entertainment tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And that is something that right now, with all of our polarization and all the political talk and all the dog and cat talk last night and the Packer Bear talk, whatever it is, we need to come together. And we're going to do that tonight, talking about entertainment. That is on the agenda like it is so often here at Nightlight. And we've been doing it all week, and we've been doing it for 10 months now. So thank you for being a loyal listener. And if you are tuning in tonight, whether it's on the radio or the stream, welcome to Nightlight. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Nightlight with Peach Wabba, WGBW, and YouTube, Civic Media, WGBW, and on X, Civic Media, or WGBW. Sorry, I meant Twitter.
Twitter, come on, man.
No, we're not ranting about this again, all right?
I know. We've done that enough. If you're on any of those mediums, platforms, whatever you want to call them, feel free to give us a like or a follow. We'd love to get those. We do have a fun show tonight. What did have you been here all day in this cooped up in this studio?
I've been here since about 12:30 today.
Well, that's not too bad.
No.
But you didn't produce the morning show again, or you did?
No, not this morning. No. Todd is back.
Todd is back. All right. All is right with the world. It is so beautiful out today. I hope you got out and walked over and got a happy gelato. I think we should make a happy gelato thing because we did sad gelato when it got colder.
Well, it's going to, you know.
It's so beautiful again.
It's going to get colder again, though. So then, you know, it's like, yeah.
You don't think it's worth it?
We might have to make that in, like, spring. Mm. Or we could make it for any day that just feels beautiful.
Feels beautiful. Every day is a good day. Let's remember that, kids. That's why we're here tonight, to remind you of how lucky you are and to practice some gratitude. Great to have you with us. Great show tonight at 6:35. It is a Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen. That means only one thing. Well, it means a lot of things. But tonight, on Nightlight, it means it's our popcorn pick of the week. And joining me tonight to make the popcorn pick will be Eric Hulse from Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. I've been trying to have Eric on the show for a few weeks. He's one of the first people... or his wife, actually, Patricia, I talked to. They were one of the first popcorn companies I reached out to try to get them on the show. This is even before we had made the popcorn pick of the week. So I've wanted to have Eric on for a while. I'm glad we finally figured it out. These popcorn companies, Conrad, have a really, they're busy. People love popcorn. And I've talked to two or three of them who have said, it's my busy season. And I'm like, wow, some people like popcorn more than at other times of the year. Or maybe they're like corporate stuff or whatever. Either way, it's great to have Eric here. As I understand it, he's a big fan of movies. He'll give us a popcorn pick of the week, and we'll talk to him about his product and get his pick at 6:35 tonight. And then in the second hour, mob aficionado, let's call him, Robert Dennis, Bob, as he's known to his friends, and I hope I consider myself one of his friends, so I'll call him Bob. Bob Dennis will be here at 7:20. We're going to talk about mob movies, and Bob has kind of an interesting past when it comes to Hollywood. He's been part of different shows when he was a kid and then when he lived here in Green Bay. So we'll talk to Bob about all of that. But I'm going to ask Bob what the state of the mafia is in Wisconsin right now. Because contrary to popular belief, Conrad, I am not in the mafia. What are you
really?
What was that doing? What were you doing there? Checking out your cup?
It looked like there's something on the bottom. And yeah, I don't know.
You've been nursing that all day?
Kind of all day, yeah. But I think I'm going to dump it because I see something in the bottom of it now.
Get rid of those floaters. You don't know who is in here taking a swig of your beverage.
It was just me. I don't know.
So Bob will be here at 7:20, and we'll talk some mob movies and the mob and some of his experiences with Hollywood, which are kind of interesting. So fun show tonight. Also, our question of the night, given that Bob will be here, is what is your favorite mob movie? I can't believe we haven't done this question before, but it's very simple. Not quite as simple as last night where it was dog or cat. That almost seemed like we were mailing it in.
But dogs won.
And so it is a legitimate question. But what is your favorite mob movie? That is our question tonight. I would have to start off. That's a tough one, actually. I think it's... The Godfather is oftentimes talked about as one of the best movies ever. Thereby, you'd have to almost consider it as one of the best mob movies, obviously. But on a lot of lists, Goodfellas is number one. There are so many more mob movies. One of my favorites is a Coen Brothers film called Miller's Crossing about an Irish mobster in Baltimore in the 40s, I believe. Gabriel Byrne, Albert Finney, Marcia Gay Harden, great cast, John Turturro. John Polito, great cast, and a really underrated mob movie, in my opinion. So that's our question. What is your favorite mob movie? You can let us know. Did it sound like I said mom? What's your favorite mom movie?
Miss Doubtfire.
She's not even really a mom. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know. Favorite mob movie. It's a good one, folks. So get in on the action here. Is that kind of a dude-heavy question, would you say? Seems like guys like mob movies more than women.
I think mob movies are, you know, they're great.
Yeah, exactly.
You get into it as soon as, you know.
They could just be good movies. Doesn't have to be a guy or girl movie.
Yeah.
Right?
My favorite is A Bronx Tale.
Oh, Bronx Tale is awesome.
That movie is so good.
I love that. And I know I talk about this all the time. We've talked about that movie probably one or two other times. I love the scene where Robert De Niro is walking down the street with his kid. And it's just, well, they're in the Bronx in a neighborhood and the sun is going down. And it didn't have that like Hollywood lighting where everything is lighter than it should be. You could barely make out their faces. And you saw a lot of activity around them. It was just so real. You felt like you were looking in on these two people. Great scene.
You know, their Family Guy made like a little like version of the Bronx Tale by themselves.
Did they?
It's hilarious. If you got time, watch the Family Guy version.
We should cut it. Let's cut it. If we can't get it on tonight, okay. Let's cut it for tomorrow night. So I watch these reels at night, and the you know what reels are, right? Like on Instagram.
Yeah.
So one is called the Soccer Assassin, and it's this kid who kicks a soccer ball and he drills one kid and that kid goes down. The ball bounces back to him. He drills another kid. That kid goes down. Ball bounces back to him. He kicks it again and drills the first kid he put down while he's down. And it was to that Axel Foley music that Peter Griffin does. And then sometimes I watch these when I crawl in bed next to my wife at like 1 a.m. and I can't stop laughing. And she's like, knock it off. But the whole bed starts shaking. Some of them are so damn funny. Okay, so those are the guests. That's the question. And some good movies. Here's where we're at. Okay, right now, Hollywood, and I know this for a fact, because a few of these are mine. There are scripts sitting on shelves at Hollywood studios that would make great movies. But this weekend, we are looking at two re-releases of films, Back to the Future Part 2 and Hocus Pocus. And they've been doing this more and more the last couple months, re-releasing films. And it's fun. I mean, if you want to go see these films, I feel like they should be in the dollar theaters, though, or the second-run theaters. These multiplexes are putting in these re-releases. And whatever, okay, they're there to make money. I get it. But any day of the week, give me something original that I haven't seen yet. Like, the choices this weekend at the movies are not that great. You got Smile 2, a sequel to a horror film, which somehow is pulling in 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't get that. But I've said, and we've talked about this on the show with Mariah Gates when she was on, and I think I asked Rob Thomas, are critics turning into wimps and just giving good reviews so they don't lose their press passes or their free screenings? Maybe. All these horror films are coming out and getting really good reviews. I do not get that. Not saying they can't be great films. Maybe they are. The ones I've seen, okay, they're okay. But 82% for Terrifier 3 got in the 80s. Smile 2 is getting in the 80s. I'm struggling with that, Conrad.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I was like, maybe I'll go see a movie this weekend. Maybe. And I looked up the theater in Green Bay on the east side, and I was like, there's nothing here. I'm not a huge horror fan.
Same.
And like, most of them, it was like the Terrifier 3 was like one of the newest movies there.
Right.
The others were like, yeah, nothing too special.
And those are your options this weekend. Two re-releases, Hocus Pocus and Back to the Future Part 2, which I loved, but I don't need to see that again on a huge screen 40 years yeah. after its release. You can't do better than that. And then Smile 2. And then there's a Michael Keaton movie that has not been made available to critics yet. So who knows? I mean, I like Michael Keaton, but pretty poor assortment of films at this week's box yeah. office. So if you do go, let us know what you saw. Let us know what you felt about it. Tonight's question, in honor of Bob Dennis's visit to the studio. He's coming into the studio. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
I love when guests come into the studio. I realize my guests are from all over. They can't always make it. Do you think we should ask Sage or Todd or someone for some kind of travel budget? It would be great to get a guest. Like Jeff Tully and Jamie Kaler last night were here. And they're on over the stream from LA, and that was great, but fly them in.
Yeah.
Give them a per diem. Let's get some more studio guests. I kid, of course. Bob Dennis will be here. We're going to talk mob movies and the state of the mafia in Wisconsin. Eric Hulse is here in just a few minutes to make the popcorn pick of the week. He's from Colonel Popcorn in Wisconsin Dells. Check it out. They have some great flavors, all of which we'll discuss coming up. And our question tonight, what is your favorite mob movie? There's so many good ones to choose from. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can let us know on the app or the stream. So many ways to contact Nightlight, and we hope you do. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When we busted out of class, had to get away from those fools. We learned more from a 3-minute record than we ever learned in school. Tonight I hear the neighborhood drum a sound. You feel my heart begin to pound. So you're tired, just wanna close your eyes. Follow your dream down. But we made a promise, we swore we always.
93.5 The Tap.
Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily and are perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear plus shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Head to Muldoon's.com and see for yourself.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I don't think you're the queen of the underground.
The 608, this is a great one. The Boondock Saints. That's an answer to our question tonight. What is your favorite mob movie? 608 says Boondock Saints. Norman Reedus. And I want to say Sean Patrick Flannery maybe was the other guy. They were just like two Catholic vigilantes. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but it was a good film. I liked it. Annie from the 920 says, some like it hot. Annie, it's been so long since I've seen that movie. And I remember Jack Lemmon and I'm blanking on the other guy, of course, but was that a mob movie? I don't even remember the mob element to it. But I totally trust you, and I believe you. So let's go with that. That's a great one, Annie. Some like it hot. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Conrad, do me a favor. Google Some Like It Hot and find out who the – was it Burt Lancaster? It was Jack Lemmon. I know Jack Lemmon was in it. I love Jack Lemmon. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Hey, Sherry. Love Sherry's emojis, as usual.
Jack Lemmon.
Yeah, I know. Jack. That's the part I knew.
Oh. Wait.
Is it Burt Lancaster?
Who plays who?
I don't remember the character name.
All right, so like
40 years since
Tony Curtis?
Tony Curtis. Yes, thank you, sir. All right. And is there a synopsis there? Does it mention the mob?
Jack Lemmon.
All right, that's very thorough. I don't know if you folks have picked that up. Sherry says Scorpio. Is that a... I don't know that movie, Sherry. This is like the second time in 3 weeks Sherry has stumped me. Let's go to the IMDb Pro, as I like to call it. Scorpion. The Scorpion King. Scorpio. Oh, I thought she meant maybe Serpico. Yeah, Scorpio from 1973. Burt Lancaster. Oh, maybe she heard me say Burt Lancaster. Is that a mob movie, Sherry? Oh, yeah. CIA orders. CIA crosses deli cap. Mouse game. All right. I can't just sit here and read websites while I'm on the air. That would not be responsible radio.
It's
but,
good radio. It's good radio.
It's good radio. Hey, Pete, read a book on the air. That sounds great. thank you, Sherry, for that. Jameson in Pennsylvania. You are 100% on The Godfather, but my favorite is Casino. The ending is brutal and haunting. You know, Jameson, this is so weird. Casino is based, the Joe Pesci character, I think Joe played Anthony Spilotro. And the Spilotro brothers were Chicago, you know, heavies, so to speak, the muscle for the mob, as they say. And they ran a gang in Vegas called the Hole in the Wall Gang. And you're right, they were buried. That's a true ending. They were buried in a cornfield in Indiana. And when I was at DePaul University, one of their daughters pulled up 2 weeks after they discovered the body of her father. And uncle, to the dorms at DePaul University in Chicago. Pulled up in a limo, and word spread so quickly around the cafeteria, that's a Spilotro. And I was like, and I can't, all I remember was feeling horrible for her. I mean, the guy did terrible things. He was a gangster, but that's her dad. And I was like, man, you got to go start college 2 weeks later. But that's it. Yeah. Casino is a great movie. Robert De Niro, Don Rickles, Joe Pesci, Sharon Stone. That's one of the, that's a good one too. Okay, so, all right, Conrad just did some research. After witnessing a mafia murder, slick sax... Yes, that's right. They witnessed... Okay, saxophone player Joe, played by Tony Curtis, and his long-suffering buddy, Jerry, Jack Lemmon, improvise a quick plan to escape from Chicago with their lives. Disguising themselves as women, they join an all-female jazz band, of course. I knew that. I couldn't remember why they were doing it, though. But that's... All right, very... That's great. Thank you, 608. These are all great. And Casino is good. Casino came out, and I can't remember who I was talking about this with. It came out maybe a couple years after Goodfellas, and Goodfellas is just on kind of another level. But Casino is a little bit of a slower pace. It's a longer movie, but I think it's every bit as good as Goodfellas. It's a very good film. Where am I at here? I'm getting lost here. Okay, my favorite mob movies are The First Godfather and Scarface. That's Anna from the 608. Both outstanding films. And yeah, The Godfather is one of those films I cannot turn off. It's so good. It's so well done. Every aspect of it. The way it's lit is beautiful. The acting is amazing. The script is tight, even though it's a long movie. 608 says, I think this can be considered a mob movie or at least organized crime, but Motherless Brooklyn was exceptional. I don't know that movie. Unrelated to today's question, I saw The Joker last night and thought it was really good. Obviously dark, but there was a storyline. The acting was excellent, and I even enjoyed the singing and didn't seem out of place. That's Monica from Mount Horeb. Thank you, Monica. You guys are always welcome, as you know, to share if you did see something and can either pan it or recommend it. Love that too. Always feel free to share. That's a great text. Thank you, Monica. Sherry from Horicon says, yes. Response to my earlier question. Thank you, Sherry. Annie from Watertown, Tony Curtis. Yes, thank you. Wow, everybody's been really helpful tonight. Sherry sends a heart love. That Annie from Watertown says they witnessed the St. Valentine's Day massacre. Okay. I might have to give that a rewatch. It's been probably 40 years. I think I saw it with my grandma at her house in Northbrook, Illinois. And then Sherry says Serpico is mine. Okay, so Sherry said Scorpio initially. I thought that's maybe what she meant. That's an Al Pacino film too. He played Frank Serpico. Really good movie. And then it became a TV show. And it's funny because Al Pacino just looked like a New York City cop. He has that really gritty look. It's like handsome grit. And he was younger and he played this cop. And then the guy they cast in the TV show is a guy named David Burney. I think he was married to Meredith Baxter Burney. And he just didn't have the same... I remember thinking the TV show was kind of interesting because I liked cop shows, but he just didn't have the Pacino vibe. But anyway, great text. Keep those coming. What is your favorite mob movie? That's what we're talking about tonight. Bob Dennis will be here in the second hour to discuss his. We'll talk mob and mob movies. And our Popcorn Pick of the Week happens in just a few minutes with Eric Hulse from Colonel Popcorn at the Wisconsin Dells. That's coming up after award-winning news here at Civic Media. Mike Desitel checks in on the stream and says, Jack Lemmon, not Jeff. Did I say Jeff Lemmon, Conrad?
Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
Jack Lemmon.
We've established you know how to say that name. But where did Jeff come from?
Maybe you said it by accident.
Maybe I did. I don't know. Wouldn't be the first time. I make a lot of mistakes. All right. So fun show tonight. Some mob talk, some popcorn talk coming up next, and we're going to give a popcorn pick of the week. You will not want to miss that, folks. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night edition of Nightlight. We're almost there, folks. The weekend is right around the corner. This is Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
One night in a disco on the outskirts of Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out-of-towners touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing.
This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 24 Wisconsin high schools are getting new AEDs. Sudden cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death among young athletes. The WIAA is working with the National Federation of State High School Associations Foundation on the effort. AEDs can greatly increase the chances of survival when they're used right away. Wisconsin's Haunted House attractions offer a wide variety of thrills in the second half of October. State Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says a popular family-friendly draw is Jack-O-Lantern Nights at the zoo in Racine.
It's more than 1,000 jack-o'-lanterns. They light up the night through the end of October, and they're intricately carved into cats and scarecrows and other Halloween shapes, and then they line the pathways and just dazzle the visitors.
There's more at travelwisconsin.com. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Community nonprofit groups in Eau Claire could see a large part of their funding cut in the county's proposed budget. In the current proposal, county support for nonprofits will be cut in half in 2025. The Chippewa Valley Museum would also have its budget slashed in half in the new budget. County officials said that they are trying to balance a $5.2 million budget deficit in 2025. A large factor in the deficit is the closing of Sacred Heart Hospital, which put the cost of crisis response services on the county. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will speak at a rally at UW-La Crosse today, one of three stops in Wisconsin as she campaigns ahead of the general election in November. Harris, who spoke in La Crosse back in April before taking the top spot on the presidential ticket, will also have appearances in Milwaukee and Green Bay on either side of the La Crosse rally. The three stops today mark her sixth visit to Wisconsin since the summer and the first appearances here since speaking on October 3rd in Ripon.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you haven't had enough of the Monster series and the Menendez brothers on Netflix, you might be interested in what's on tap for season 3, especially since it has a Wisconsin connection. Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam will play Ed Gein. The show has just added a few season pros to surround Hunnam in Laurie Metcalf, Tom Hollander, and Olivia Williams. Metcalf will play the mother of Ed Gein, Hollander will play Alfred Hitchcock, and Olivia Williams will play Hitchcock's wife, Alma. Sounds whimsical. Dog and superhero lovers, have I got a film for you. Variety reports that Crypto the Superdog, Superman's companion, will have a role in James Gunn's upcoming Superman film. Gunn announced the newest cast member on social media since October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. In case you were wondering, yes, Crypto is also from the planet Krypton, Superman's home planet. The director says Crypto was inspired by his own dog, who reportedly is a very good boy, but a terrible actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the upper 40s tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High low 70s. Slight shower chance tomorrow night. Weekend mix of sun and clouds, 70s continue. Temps stay above average to start next week. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll have a guest from Planned Parenthood on how the fight to restore women's health care rights is not losing steam as Election Day draws near.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't.
Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Yes, it is that time of week. Before we get to our next guest, Eric, I want to just say we gave away about 7 or 9 tickets or something last night for this Blues Brews and Barbecue. It takes place in Marinette at the Community Rec Center there, November 2nd. That's my hood, people. Represent Marinette, November 2nd, 5 to 10 p.m., Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Great music, a brisket cook-off, and excellent beer from the Rail House up there in Marinette. It's going to be a really fun night. Tickets are $17.50, but if you text us tonight, we'll give you tickets. What do we? Should we cap it at like 1,000?
Yeah.
All right. So text us, leave us your name if you want to go. We've got free tickets here. Let us know. And without further ado, I'm very excited to bring in this next guest. He is the owner of Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. His name is Eric Hulse, and he is here this week on Nightlight to help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Eric, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Really like the show, Pete.
Well, thank you. It's really good to have you here. I said earlier on the show, I spoke with your wife on the phone about a few weeks ago. And right. She said you were a big fan of movies and TV, and I said, oh, we got to have him on the show. And since that conversation, we've started this popcorn pick of the week, and where we have someone from a popcorn company, ideally on, every week. And I've been very much looking forward to this because I know you're such a fan of movies and TV. So welcome to Nightlight. Yeah.
Right.
Now, are you in your store there? Is that where
you're? Yeah. Yeah, I see a bunch of popcorn behind me. Yeah. We have 132 flavors to choose from.
Wow. I was looking at your website. Let's do this. All right. Before we get into the flavors, and there are so many, tell us about Colonel Popcorn and how this started for you, Eric. How did you get into this racket?
Well, I was in sales for quite a few years, and I was traveling too much and apparently complaining too much because my sister-in-law called me up. Now, she has the candy store here, part of our store. And she's been making the fudge chocolates and candies here in the Dells for 45 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, she calls me up, and I was somewhere in California. And she says, hey, what about popcorn? I said, what about popcorn? What are you talking about? She says, well, no, the guy asked me today if I knew anybody wanted a popcorn business. I said, I have 5 kids and a mortgage. Are you kidding me? I can't do popcorn. But you can't keep asking God for a door to open and then laughing at when it does. So we took a pretty big pay cut and pretty good chance and started a popcorn store.
So
and we started with,
sorry, yeah, go we started, ahead.
Yeah, we started with about 30 flavors of popcorn, and my wife kind of find out, really liked the inventing part. She's like a mad scientist in the kitchen, always coming up with new flavors. So she comes up with all these things, and we like to use an ingredient a lot of people don't use anymore. It used to be in everything. You've probably heard of it. It's called food.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
Right. Used to be in everything you got. Now it's hard to find. So our cheese corn has popcorn, coconut oil, and cheese. 3 ingredients. That's it.
Wow. Nice.
Our caramel corn has no caramel flavoring, no high fructose corn syrup, and no preservatives. But it's real molasses, real butter, lots of sugar. I'm not saying it's health food, but at least it's actual food, you know. But with 132 flavors now, we got something for everybody.
So were you living in California and you came back to do this?
No, that's why my home is here in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And wife was here, the kids are here, and I'm traveling all over doing sales.
Gotcha.
And so I've gone too much and I just wanted to be home. So we took a pretty big financial cut on that. But I was home every night. I got to be with the kids. We got to do, I did all of the school stuff, you know, the overnight things and the travel and the camping and the, you know, stuff, go to show up for parent teacher meetings, you know, all the important stuff I was missing. And, it turned out a blessing. There's no 401k, there's no retirement fund, but the kids are happy and they're all out and launched into the world successfully. So I think we made a good choice.
That's fantastic. And you can't put a price on that either, being around your kids, because once they're gone,
that time is just too precious to miss.
Absolutely. And you had healthy, lovely snacks, too, throughout. It sounds like their childhood.
Lots of snacks.
Well, are you from the Wisconsin Dells, Eric, or did you go there?
I'm imported.
Okay.
I'm imported. My wife found me languishing in California.
Right.
And I come across her. I was in the movie business myself. I was out doing movies and TV shows and got my SAG card and I worked on that for a while. And but as you know, that kind of business is ups and downs. And I was in a down area when I thought, you know what, I need to find a job that'll pay me some money. And I saw an ad for an activities director in a resort park. And as it turns out, her brother hired me. And I ended up working with her for about a year before we started dating. And then one thing led to another. And she said, hey, I'm going back to Wisconsin for Thanksgiving. You should come with me. Now, I don't know how you feel, but I think guys are kind of dense on the hints part. I didn't know I was going back for a check it out with the family kind of thing, you know.
Right.
And apparently they approved, and I never left Wisconsin. So 30 years I've been out here now.
Well, you could do a lot worse. You're in a beautiful part of the state there, in a great state. So so lucky
it's been
you.
A fun time.
Yeah, that's so great. And I'm always fascinated, and we talk about it on this show a lot, with the paths that people take to get them to where they are.
You never know what's right around the corner.
Exactly. And I never knew I'd be doing this. And, you know, Conrad's only 24. Right. He still had big dreams. He's nowhere near where he wants to be working with me. But what are you going to do?
Hey, it might launch him right into where he needs to be.
That's right. Exactly. So, all right. So this is great. That's a great story, Eric. Thank you for sharing that with us. Let's talk about some of your flavors here at Colonel Popcorn. The ones that jumped out at me, I'm going to ask you. I mean, they all sound great. Mango lime chili popcorn. How do you do that?
Okay, well, that started, my wife comes up with all these things, and that one started with, we went out to eat, and we had a tilapia with a mango lime salsa, and the next day she's mucking around the kitchen, like you said, like a mad scientist, and she comes out and says, here, try this. I'm like, oh my God, that's dinner last night. That's fantastic. And one batch, and she had it right. We didn't change a thing.
Wow.
But another one, like Lay's, she calls it barbecue, Lay's barbecue. She wanted it to taste like glazed barbecue chips. And she worked on that one for 3 months before she finally got it right where she wanted it. It's a huge success, but it took a while.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Like you have to be creative. Yeah. You have to think outside the box. Definitely. And there's trial and error. Did you use the kids to kind of test market it?
There's a lot of trial and error. Yeah. And oh, yeah, they definitely would try everybody, the kids, the customers. Whenever she comes up with a new batch, she only makes one batch. And then I sit out and sample it all to everybody. Here, try this new one. It's called this or it's called that. And then we take the customer reviews. We go majority rules. If they say it needs more pepper, we put more pepper. If they say it needs more garlic, we put more garlic, whatever the response is, until we come up with one everybody's happy with.
That's great. All right, here's another one, Eric, that really caught my eye. I don't even know. I couldn't even venture a guess on what this flavor is, so I need your help here. Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse popcorn. What is that? All right. He's holding it up to the screen. Look at that.
That is a combination of ghost pepper, habanero, chili cheese, gunpowder extreme, and Texas Red Hot all blended together. Now, this is not a mild popcorn, but it's not like sign a waiver, you're taking your life in your own hands kind of thing. But it is real ghost peppers, real habaneros, lots of cheese, and it's just fantastic. Onions, garlic, it's just a really wonderful flavor. But when people come in to try it, I say, okay, it's a mixture of four different popcorns, so you can't really have one or two pieces. So we're going to do a popcorn shot. So we have shots of popcorn, and everybody has to follow the shot rules. And I say, I don't know you. I don't know if you know the rules. So everybody holds theirs until everybody's got one, and then all at once. And then we all eat this popcorn, me included. And there's quite a few red faces in the bunch when that happens.
You have some water ready for people.
Yeah. Oh, we sell a lot of ice cream that way.
Oh, nice. You mentioned as part of that one, chili cheese gunpowder. Where did that come from?
That's one of those. That one, I was at a boat show up in Minneapolis, and I was helping a guy up there, a friend of mine, and I was walking around, and this guy was selling a chicken and steak rub, and he called it Gunpowder Extreme Chicken and Steak Rub. So I had to get some of that. I tried it, and I was like, oh, that would make perfect popcorn. So when we got it, I mixed that with our cheese corn. Our cheese corn is real Wisconsin cheddar. So we mix up the garlic, onions, and peppers that comes in that thing, and it made a perfect popcorn. It's great for snacking. You can eat it while watching a movie. You can eat the whole bag. You don't have to worry about tomorrow.
That's so great. Why do you think, Eric, popcorn? First of all, what's your favorite snack when you're watching a movie? And okay, is it vary between movie or TV show or?
No, not really. Typically, I'm having popcorn.
Okay.
But like if I'm having a deli sandwich, I'm having dill pickle popcorn with that. Nice. If I'm having a movie, it kind of depends on if you're feeling salty or savory or sweet, you know.
Yeah.
With 132 flavors, we've got something for everything. People can tell me what they're going to eat with it or what they're going to watch, and I'll recommend them a particular flavor. So it's kind of like matching a wine with your meal.
I love it. You have also root beer float. How did you come across? How did you
Well, you ever have root beer barrels?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, we make root beer candy. I roll the popcorn in that, and it tastes just like a root beer barrel. Now, to make it taste like a root beer float, we also make a popcorn called vanilla ice cream, and just mix the two together.
Nice.
So they're in the bags together, just brown and white, and then you try them together, and it tastes like a root beer float.
All right.
This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. It's Friday Night Lights time in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire High School football is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show featuring an interview with the head coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's go to the field. Here's Scott Montesano.
It's time to turn on the Thursday night lights. Hello, everyone, and live from Carson Park, it's Eau Claire Area High School football. This evening, it's week 9 of the 2024 season, as we have the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes against the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Such a cliche to say time flies, but the high school football season very much is a sprint, and the regular season concludes this evening for both of these teams. D.C. Everest is headed to the playoffs and locks up the Valley Football Conference regular season title while assuring themselves a great seat in the playoffs with a victory tonight. As for Memorial, they are done after today, but look to go out with their best possible performance. For a number of the seniors, this is the final competitive football game they will play. Emotions, no doubt, within the players, and also for those parents who have seen their boy mature into a young man. What started out as tossing a souvenir football into their hands when they were barely toddlers sees a chapter, if not the book, end tonight. It's a tall task for Memorial to upset the powerful D.C. Everest squad, but wouldn't it make for a more magical final moment? I'm Scott Montesano, and we're excited to have you with us for this coverage of Eau Claire Area High School sports. Kickoff tonight coming up at 7. Right now, we catch up with the head coach of the Memorial Old Abes, Tom Westcott, and we begin the conversation with him telling us that final message to the guys heading into the season finale here tonight.
No, the season didn't go our way in terms of the wins and losses. How the scoreboard played out at the end of each game didn't reflect the growth that we've seen in these young student athletes. You know, just thinking about the tackling drills that we've been doing from week one to today, it's incredible to see the growth. And so for our senior class, they've been really just thinking about what's the legacy that they want to leave as we continue to build up this Old Abe football program into something that we want it to be in the future. We want it to be a Hudson-esque program where we've got a feeder program from the fourth and fifth grade level all the way up to the high school level. So I think they're focused on that this final week, and having their senior night last Friday and cheering on some of our youth football players at halftime, I think that has started to set in their minds, and they're excited for what the future holds for Old Abe football.
I'm going to jump right to it. What can you do to slow down Blake Bangston with D.C. Everest? Because you always hear people say somebody's a bowling ball. Well, he's very much a bowling ball.
You know, he's a great athlete. And, you know, I think if we can play fundamentally strong football, that's the best we can do. We just got to stay in an athletic stance, not over-pursue, tackle. We just need to be able to do those fundamental things, and hopefully we can slow him down.
We know that the stats haven't been kind to you guys on the defensive side of the ball, but who are some guys defensively that maybe individually have been able to perform well? It just hasn't come together as a unit quite yet.
You know, unfortunately, some of those guys are our seniors, specifically Gus Chumas, who's been playing nose for us. He also flexes out to tackle. He just has this bulldog mentality that he's going to go 100 miles an hour every single play. So he's a kid that we really wish we had back, but he's another one of those guys that is laying a firm foundation for the future of the program. And then Zach Higdon as well. He's one of our inside linebackers. And while he might not be the most aggressive kid across the board, but he is a smart football player and he finds his way to sniff around those tackles. And he's one of the leaders in tackles in the conference. So one of those kids that we wish we had around again, but often overlooked because of, well, he's probably about 5'10 and 185, 190 pounds. And it's just a smart cerebral football player versus a more hardened sort of linebacker that you think of from the movies.
You don't want to, again, kick these seniors out too quickly because for many of them, this will be the last competitive football game that they play. No amount of flag football makes up for the Friday night, or in this case, the Thursday night lights. But that being said, how excited are you and the staff to get some eyes on particularly some of those sophomores and those freshmen down in the JV level as you guys get into spring and then, of course, next summer rolls around?
Yeah, we've got we're already playing quite a few sophomores, which is kind of unheard of at a Division I school, especially in the Big Rivers or Wisconsin Valley, just where we're at depth-wise. And so we've gotten a few glimpses at some of those kids, like Silas Bonner, who's a big dude, and some colleges are interested in him because of his frame and where he's at as a 15, almost 16-year-old. Across the board, we've been throwing some kids in on special teams that have shown in practice that they want to get into the game. They want to give 110% effort. So we're excited to see what the future holds for Old Abe football. And I'm sure come the second half, we'll get a few of those guys in there while still honoring our senior class.
I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question that every parent in the stands has an opinion on this and people at the coffee shops. But what's it going to take for Memorial and frankly North as well to get back to that regular competitive level that a lot of people remember from the 80s and the 90s without it being a detriment to maybe other sports as well? Because of course, there's great baseball and basketball and soccer at Memorial, which sometimes can limit what a guy can do in the weight room. But overall, just from a program building standpoint, what do you think can be done in the short term that can lead to some long-term success?
Well, I'll meet you halfway instead of talking just short term. I think the most immediate thing that North and Memorial faces is that really our tackle football program in Eau Claire doesn't start till the eighth grade level. And that puts us years behind other programs such as Menominee and Hudson, New Richmond. And so to get back to that competitive football, we have to be playing tackle football earlier. And so we are thankful that the Chippewa Falls Youth Football League has allowed some of our Eau Claire players to start an Eau Claire team in that league. And so we've got a fifth and sixth grade team for the Old Abes. North has one as well. We've got a seventh grade team up there. So it's going to take a few years, but we have started that feeder program that we're hoping that will create that physical culture of football back in Eau Claire. And North is well on their way. They've got some big boys on their program. And so we're playing catch up with, again, Chippewa Falls and Menominee and Hudson. But in the meantime, it's staying together as a team. It's encouraging multi-sport athletes. It's lifting as a team and not over at the Y or wherever. Not that those are bad places to be, but we have to stay together as a team and continue to build our culture and our brotherhood.
It's not that, as you said, it's not like these other places are bad spots or whatever, but it's probably that accountability, isn't it?
Yeah, 100% accountability and staying on the plan for us to develop as football players. And, if they're playing basketball, they should be lifting with their basketball team and building up that camaraderie as well.
Well, Coach, I know you're probably sad to see it's over, but you're probably going to enjoy at least that first Friday night off. You probably enjoy, and then you start licking your lips again, don't you?
That's exactly it. I already started thinking about next year, or at least how are we evaluating this year and looking forward to next.
And once again, that's the head coach of the Memorial Old Abes, Tom Westcott. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, a quick look around other area action next as we get you ready for tonight's game from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley. Talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Memorial Old Abes and the DC Everest Evergreens getting ready to wrap up the regular season here in about 5 minutes. For Memorial, it'll be the end of their season. DC Everest looking to wrap up the regular season title and go into the playoffs with a head of steam. Elsewhere around the area, no other action tonight. Couple of things to keep in mind, by the way. Regis will end their regular season tomorrow. Here at Carson Park, by the way, at 5 o'clock, they'll be taking on a school out of the Quad Cities, the Illinois side of the Quad Cities, because Osseo Fairchild did not field a team this year. So Regis has a game tomorrow. They'll be in the playoffs beginning next week, and we will follow Regis's games from here on out starting next week in the playoffs on 93.5 NEC Hometown Media. Meanwhile, North will end their season tomorrow at Wisconsin Rapids. If they win, they've got a very outside shot of making the playoffs, but not realistic when you consider who they defeated this year. They don't have the quality of wins. So even though they've got three on the year, if they win tomorrow and are technically on the bubble, it would take an awful lot for them to get in. All right, DC Everest and Memorial next as the regular season wraps up here on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com.
It's time for kickoff.
With the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Scott Montesano.
And away we go as the Memorial Old Apes trying to end their season with a magical moment and upset the league-leading DC Everest Evergreens. Memorial to kick it off to get the game underway. Kellen Brown will kick it off with his left leg. It's a short kick taken by an up man at the 25-yard line. Rumbles into the 35, right up the middle of the 40, past the 45. And wrapped up near the 47-yard line. It was taken by an up man, but that's the tight end, Cole O'Brien, who's been outstanding all year. And he ran a good 23 yards on the return. And DC Everest, which has a very potent offense, will start up right at their 47-yard line. DC